David Lloyd Radio Moments.
5 years ago this week, the BBC's Sunday chart ritual came to an end as the show proper moved to Fridays.
Good afternoon, it's Friday the 10th of July 2015, it's 4 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 1 and welcome to the exciting new sound of the official chart with Greg James for the first time ever on a Friday. Welcome to a new era for the official chart and the entire music industry. Today we have 6 new entries, 2 big climbers, but the question is, will there be a brand new number one? And it's been a busy week.
The Radio 1 chart moving to its new Friday scheduling this week in 2015. The man who helped commercial radio claim the Sunday evening chart crown is 70 years old this week. He moved from Canada to Luxembourg as a teenager and never looked back.
Dick Jensen.
Right now on a Friday night, it's 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, quarter after 8, 8:15, and it's time to play...
Bingo! Bingo!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bingo Scoop on Radio Luxembourg, Friday night edition, and this is Kid Jensen reading the numbers for you tonight. To play the game, all you have to do is cross off those 30 numbers in your card.
Graham Nash, David Crosby, from a feature album from last fall called Wind on the Water. That was Homeward Through the Haze, 13 after 12 o'clock. In downtown Nottingham, this is Radio Trent from Castlegate.
Thank you very much, okay. David. You're a real jock of all wave bands, you know. Broadcasting not only on radios 1 and 2, and stereo as well. You know, I understand David got the job because he could chew gum and walk at the same time. And you can catch him tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. It's the kid here once again sitting in and messing around for DLT, who's out on the Radio 1 Roadshow.
Falling down 2 to number 12, Michael Jackson, Will You Be There? And at number 11, falling 4, UB40.
Happy 70th birthday to Kid Jensen. What a lovely man. 50 years ago this week, a commercial radio station began broadcasting from a former pub in Peterborough.
Good morning. You're listening to Harrywood Radio, broadcasting on 225 metres in the medium wave. That's 1332 kilohertz and 95.7 VHF in stereo. In a moment, the news at 6, followed by Daybreak with myself, Dave Bowen, and Jonathan Kramer.
Britain's 22nd independent radio station has just come on the air. It's Harrywood Radio, based in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire. Harrywood is the first news-based station outside London, and it'll give heavy emphasis to news and information programmes.
It's the first one on Harrywood, the first one on Daybreak, too, the Bellamy Brothers, and Let Your Love Flow. It's day one, of course, an exciting time. We've got Anglia Television in the studios with us this morning once again, and they're recording a film for the evening. You'll be able to see it.
The start of Harrywood Radio this week in 1980. When Steve Wright left Radio 1 Afternoons, it seemed like he'd been doing that show for a lifetime. In fact, it was just 12 years. And this week, he's been on his Radio 2 Afternoon stint for 21 years.
Hello. This is Steve here on Radio 2. How you doing there? All right. So nice to be back with you. I just can't tell you. Partly cloudy, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms. Monday, 5th of July, 1999.
Now, here's Richard Easter, Colin Berry, Janie Lee Grace and Steve Wright.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Steve Wright and here is Janie Lee Grace.
Very good afternoon to you.
And here's Richard Easter.
Steve Wright in the afternoon, replacing Stu Pott on Radio 2 this week in 1999. 5.5 years after the show left Radio 1. It's 30 years this week since Melody Radio launched in London. It's now magic, but when it started, it played instrumental music.
17 minutes past 10. Good morning to you. This is Melody Radio, the light music heart of London.
Lord Hanson had heard beautiful music stations in America and said, I want to have my own station. So it was, you know, it was independently owned. And you didn't have to say a lot. It was mainly instrumental music. Then gradually Jeff Mullen, he said to Lord Hanson, look, you know, to get a bigger audience, we need to put a few vocals in. So then some vocals came in. But the other thing you did was you had to read the news. And of course, I'd done that early in my career at Tyne Tees Television and ABC and other stations. So I had read news before. And so on the hour, you would read the news. And then mainly it was liner cards. And I mean, the presentation to do was very boring. And it just amazed me, the number of people who told me how much they loved it.
David Hamilton, reflecting on Lord Hanson's Melody Radio in London 30 years ago. In the UK, in the absence of much other music radio, back in the 70s we used to catch the American Top 40 beamed in on many transmitters. And that programme made its debut in US markets this week, 50 years ago.
Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. This is Casey Kasem with American Top 40. We've counted down 39 of this week's 40 best-selling songs in the country. Well, that leaves only one. And it moved into the top spot just this week. And as far as I know, this group has never explained exactly why they chose their weird name. But they do tell us where they found it. On chilly nights, the Aborigines of Australia took a dog to bed with them to keep warm. On colder nights, they'll take two dogs. And when it really gets cold, they need three dogs to keep from freezing. Now that's a cold night. A three-dog night.
Billboard's number one.
4th of July 1970, and the debut of Casey Kasem's American Top 40. So, with Minster FM launching in York 28 years ago...
Testing on 104.7 MHz FM. Minster FM, playing Yorkshire's capital hits from 6 a.m. on Saturday, July the 4th.
BBC Radio York, starting 38 years ago...
BBC Radio York, in North Yorkshire. We're with you in North Yorkshire.
The first edition of Radio Newsreel on the BBC Overseas Service 80 years ago.
This is the General Forces programme presenting Radio Newsreel.
And the BBC Trust rejecting plans to close Six Music 10 years ago. Who would be around to save it now? Those are this week's Radio Moments.